Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Wilderness.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project. Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio, and we are once again joined by the man, Ford Archives and Heritage Brand Manager Ted Ryan. Talking, I feel like every time, Ted, we have you on the show, it's a coin flip on whether or not we're talking about the Mustang or something else. And we know that you love the Mustang, but the Mustang is celebrating its diamond anniversary.
It is 60 years young. On April 17th, 1964, the Mustang was introduced to the public. Actually, the media got a sneak peek on April 13th, but introduced to the public at the New York World's Fair. So the Mustang is turning 60 years young. One of my coworkers joked that it now needs the seat back with the beads to help be more comfortable at 60. But no, it's still young in spirit, and it's amazing that the Mustang has made it this long, and doing so, it's become a bit of a cultural icon.
It's a cultural icon, a pop icon, pop culture. It's always surrounded. Are there records? I mean, I'm asking this question because anytime we throw you a high inside fastball with these, you're always able to deliver. What was the reaction initially at the World's Fair when the Mustang was unveiled? How was it received by the public?
It was received exceptionally well, and it's not a fastball, but high inside, it's actually right down the tossing softball. Because we know from the reception at the fair, and it created Mustang mania. It wasn't quite the same level as Beatles mania, but it wasn't that far from it, because this baby boomer generation, they wanted their own music and they got their Beatles. They wanted their own fashion, and you got bell bottoms and long hair, and you know, the Mustang was the car for that generation. And people would crowd the dealerships. There's a Ford, enterprising Ford sales manager in South Bend, Indiana, wrote all the graduating Notre Dame students. Because remember, it came out in April. They're going to graduate in mm-hmm. June. Saying, and so I wrote the parents' note saying a Mustang would make a perfect graduation gift. And the Notre Dame students flooded the showroom. So, and interestingly, at the World's Fair, it wasn't just introduced, you know, pulling a cover up the car. Ford had this amazing ride at the World's Fair, one of the most popular rides, and there were 144 cars, and you would get in one, just like you go through It's a Small World on Disney.
Uh-huh.
Because Disney actually designed this ride.
Yes.
So they replaced 24 of these cars with Mustangs. And so you could get in a Mustang or a Fairlane or a Galaxy, and you'd go through this ride later this year in August 9th to 11th, we're actually going to have one of those Mustangs. It still exists. One of the Skyway Mustangs is going to be on display at Disneyland at their D23 event. So
yeah, we actually talked to one of our Disney, a proud partner of our show as well, and they are looking forward to having that rollout in California. I was hoping it was going to be at Disney World, but that wouldn't have made any sense historically because I'm going to be at Disney World during that time. So what was the sticker price on that very first Mustang?
$2,368 FOB Detroit. FOB basically stands for delivery and service fees. And it was surprisingly low. So if you run that through an inflation calculator, that's about a $20,000 car. But that was my intent because all of our documents, all of our records show that we were building a car and trying to market a car that was going to be for this baby boomer generation. And while, yes, a lot of them are double incomes now because women are entering the workforce in increasing numbers, and they're better educated because so many of them went to college on the GI Bill. So you've got a better educated, younger work, but they don't have the money. As one of a great document from 1963, a year before it came out, said they've got a lot of taste and a lot of style, but they don't have much cash.
Mm-hmm.
So we did everything we could to keep that price down.
We like to think that we hear the National Defense also. A lot of style, a lot of taste, not a lot of cash.
Not a lot of cash. I've lived that life. My dad was a perfect candidate. So dad, I was born actually the day after the Mustang. My birthday is April 18th, 1964. But dad bought a Mustang. He got a 66 that was springtime yellow. And on my desk, I've got a picture of me and dad washing his car in 1969. And, you know, he was young, didn't have much money. I didn't graduate college yet. That would come in 67. But he took his money and he bought a Mustang, even with two kids. So it was the perfect car for the perfect time for that generation.
Springtime yellow. Was that the paint color you mentioned?
Yeah, that was the paint color.
Was that a light yellow? Was it a bright yellow?
It was very light yellow. But I'll put in a plug real quick for our FordHeritageVault.com is our online site. So any of your listeners, FordHeritageVault.com, anywhere in the world. And we have added every single Mustang brochure from 1964 until 2003. So if you want to go look at all the different paint colors in 1966 and see the poppy red or Wimbledon white or springtime yellow, you can actually download the brochures and get a glimpse of what the car colors have been for Mustang or any other vehicles. Actually, there's more than 5,000 brochures on this site, and everything is free and everything is available for download.
We're speaking with Ford Archives and Heritage Brand Manager Ted Ryan here on the National Defense. Do you have a favorite historical, it doesn't have to be just Mustang, but do you have a favorite historical Ford paint color?
Oh, my goodness. It's got to be Wimbledon white because that was the color of the original Mustang and a bunch of the other vehicles. My colleagues would probably go for the Grabber series. I'm not that bright and garish a person, but the Grabber green and the Grabber orange and the Grabber blue, and those were colors were developed by Ford that were, you know, Grab was to grab your attention, and boy, do they.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one, too, the freewheeling package from the late 70s, early 80s with the browns and oranges. It just screams out California coast, which is who it was designed for. Just to think Malibu orange and you've got the free loan package. So I just gave you five colors. It's hard to pick just one.
Well, my uncle has one in the orange from the 70s and has, you know, it's one of his babies. But white was the standard, the main color when they first launched it 60 years ago?
White was one of the biggest selling. We actually have a breakdown of the colors by decade in terms of sales number, and it's pretty consistent that it's either red or white, or ironically, black ends up in there a good bit as well.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the classic Mustang should be red with a white interior or white with a red interior. But, you know, there are a lot of baby blues in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the white was always one of the leading selling colors.
Interesting.
Still is today.
Interesting. Well, you know, I want to parrot what you said there about your online archives, the Ford Heritage Vault. I know I mentioned to you before, our fourth grader, he's wrapping up his research project on Henry Ford, and we had a guest on just a couple weeks ago talking about some of the new brochure. The brochures, just the way that you guys have them, it's not enough for a company to put up all of these historical records and documents, but you know, I've been on websites for companies like, hey, come look at this. And it's like, okay, here it is. I see the download. How do I even look at this? This is the, maybe one of the most usable online archives of digitized brochures and photos. It's easy to get to. It's easy to get around. You need to zoom in on stuff. It's really, you guys really did a good job on it. And I think the numbers prove it, the number of people that have accessed it. How many people access that a day?
About 40,000 a day on a busy day. And Nate is going to blow you away. We just had our 20 millionth search take place in the site last week and 10 millionth download. And the thing's only been active for a year and a half. And that user-friendly simplicity is because we designed it with kids in mind. We designed it with students in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly,
it shows.
We also designed it with media in mind. So if you make it easy, they'll come in, they'll use it.
Yeah, yeah. You got us media types. If you can just feed it to us pre-chewed, that helps a lot. And also with fourth graders.
We wanted a site that was, and keep in mind, this is run by my team. I lead a team of six, and we're all archivists or librarians. And we all know what makes a good website, a good searchable website, because we do so much searching ourselves. So when we designed it, the goal was that you could type in a name and you'd get back results. You could put a year and you'd get back results. One of my favorites is you can click on, if you go to advanced search and you click on a color, it will bring back every color for a year or every color for a decade. So
wow.
You can go look at all the red cars or yellow cars or Wimbledon white cars for any given time period.
Well, it really shows that you guys put some thought and some intentionality into the layout and the design. And I got caught in a rabbit hole looking for stuff on, you know, Model T's, and I end up getting sucked into like an hour of marketing to women, at post baby boom. Just the way that you can kind of see the history of our country reflected through all these documents you've got, and Ford has been there for such a long time.
Doers, mowing season, it's here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329, during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
We are speaking with Ford Archives and Heritage Brand Manager Ted Ryan about the Diamond Anniversary. You got a little sidetracked there, but again, I have to give you your kudos on the Ford Heritage Vault. You guys really did a great job with that. The Mustang has appeared. You've talked to us over the years about how many movies and films that it continues to show up in. You got Steve McQueen, his famous chase scene in Bullet. We know what it did on the pop culture, but can you tell us about some of the individuals, the men and women behind the design and the production and the reason that the Mustang even exists?
Well, as much as I hate to do hero worship, I think that the Mustang itself wouldn't exist if it weren't for Lee Iacocca, and he deserves a lion's share of the credit. He knew instinctively, he was a sales and marketing guy, and he knew that this new generation was we needed a car for them. And there were a couple of different schools of thought. One school of thought was there was a vehicle being developed by Ford that was called the Cardinal, codenamed Cardinal. And it actually appeared in Germany later as the Tanis. And it was a small, very inexpensive front-wheel drive vehicle. So once again, how do you appeal to young people? You make a cheap car. The Cardinal was going to be incredibly cheap, probably even less expensive than the Mustang. But Iacocca stood his ground and said, no, it has to be sporty and stylish. We have to make something that looks good. So he deserves a lot of the credit. And then within the designers, Dale Holleman gets a lot of the credit. But keep in mind, no car is ever designed by a single person. I can't tell you how many times I've had somebody walk up to me and Dale Holleman designed the Mustang. It's like, well, he had a piece of it, but he didn't do it all. There was an entire design studio. In fact, there was one. It was a fateful day, August, I think, the 12th, 1962, when there were 11 or 12 different versions of sporty looking cars to go look at. And that was the day that the Mustang was chosen. And within that particular clay, it was only the driver's side door was the only one that eventually, you know, looked like the Mustang. The passenger side door looked completely different. So, it was with forethought and, design goal to create this inexpensive but beautiful car. And they hit the marks on every front.
Well, I mean, clearly they've got the longevity. This may be apocryphal. Was DeLorean involved in the Mustang development?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. I think someone had told me that but one time. But
he could have been. He could have been. Keep in mind, these design studios had hundreds of people, and they all had specializations. So you might have a design studio. There's a guy named McKinley Thompson, Mac Thompson. He drew the first ever sketch of the Bronco, first African-American designer in Detroit at all. He designed a Ford. He started off just doing interiors for trucks. And so, you know, there was a degree of specialization. So there were a lot of people who had a hand in the Mustang.
Well, people are big fans of it and big fans of the history of it. And, of course, you can go to the Ford Heritage Vault to find out. But as we looked to the past, let's look to the future. What are we going to be talking about when we're celebrating, I'm assuming, the Mustang's not going away, the 70th anniversary? What's on tap for the Mustang in the future?
Well, we had a really exciting announcement a week or two ago where Jim Farley, our CEO, made a commitment that as long as there's a Mustang, and that's going to be forever, there's going to be a V8 version of the Mustang. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important as our competitors are leaving the segment. The Charger's now electric. The Camaro's gone. They're leaving the segment, and Ford is embracing the segment. We know that people like stylish, sporty cars that have some zip to them. And offering a V8 Mustang, while we still offer, we offer an electric Mustang and mm-hmm. a Mach-E. So, but having the range of vehicles, the range of choice is critical to a nameplate like the Mustang. So when we're celebrating our 70th anniversary in 10 years, there will be a V8 offering. The other thing on the future is that Mustang has had a way of readapting itself for whatever the people, whatever its customers want at that given time. So the Mustang 2 is much belittled now, but that was a perfect car for the era right after the Arab oil crisis, when mm-hmm. gas prices skyrocketed mm-hmm. and you didn't want a 5,000 pound Mach 1. And the Fox body came along and gave it some zip again. So each time, each new generation of buyers, Mustang has been able to adapt itself and present its best face forward for that generation, much as the F-150's done over the generations as well. So the cars and the trucks keep getting smarter and better suited for the people that are buying them.
Well, we hope that Ted, and should we know that Ted is doing this entire interview wearing a tuxedo as we are celebrating the Diamond Anniversary. Ted, thank you so much for joining us. Anything else you want to plug again? Give us the website for the Ford Heritage Vault and any other information we need for the Mustang.
It's FordHeritageVault.com, and I'm not sure when this is going to air, but if you're going to be in Los Angeles on Sunday the 21st, I'm going to be there for Fabulous Fords, where we're expecting almost 2,000 Mustang owners to bring their vehicles to help celebrate the anniversary. So, and over the weekend, I got reports from England, from Argentina, from Australia, all the Mustang clubs around the world supported by Ford are having big celebrations. And just in the emails I got over the weekend, I think we're approaching 10,000 people have brought their Mustangs to these special gathering events.
That's
and
amazing.
That's what Mustang is.
Yeah.
It's a bond that ties us together. So,
and you've got Mustang clubs in over 50 countries. Just what was the date again there for the Disneyland?
The Disneyland will be August 9th through August 11th. And one of the Skyway Mustangs will be on display at D23. And I misspoke. It won't be at Disneyland. It'll be at the Anaheim Convention Center as part of the D23. Disney fanatics are every bit as fanatical as car people.
In the best way possible.
Oh, in the best way. And I used to work at Coca-Cola, and the Coke collectors were just as fanatical as well. So
I think the Disney fanatics may have Coca-Cola and Ford fanatics beat on the off-brand T-shirts, the custom-designed T-shirts. But I think we're going to have to revisit that come August when that comes up as Ford and Disney, two of our longest-running partners. And I'm always fascinated about the history of the World's Fair and how – the World's Fair is still – kind of going on, but it's
it still exists.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Nate, revisit it, and Becky Klein, the archivist at Disney, is a good friend of mine, and maybe you can have Becky and I on together.
There we go.
We'll tag team the story of how the fair came to be and why a company like Ford would reach out to Disney to help design our ride for us.
Well, Ted, I appreciate your time. You've been very generous with it. With Ford Archives and Heritage Brand Manager Ted Ryan celebrating all things Mustang. Thanks, Ted.
Thank you much, Nate. Have a great day.
We'll be right back on the National Defense.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know, it's an important time on Capitol Hill right now for veterans. Congress weighing the next budgets for the Department of Defense and Veterans Affairs. And while they are setting spending levels, there are also efforts to increase support for veterans around the nation. Jose Ramos, VP of Government and Community Relations at Wounded Warrior Project, joins us now to talk about some legislative priorities for the veterans nonprofit. Jose, how are you?
I'm doing well, Randy, and thanks again for having me on today.
Man, you know, I've talked to a bunch of people through the years that are involved with advocacy and fighting the good fight on Capitol Hill. There's a lot to it. Jose, let people know, how important is advocacy?
You know, that's a great question. Advocacy truly is a critical way we serve warriors in the veteran community. Our country made a promise to its soldiers and veterans, and something we need to remind Congress and our government once in a while about those promises and ensuring that our veterans get the support that not only have they earned, but they need and deserve.
Yeah, and you got to keep your eye on the ball all the time, Jose. How many bills is Wounded Warrior Project tracking at any one given time?
So throughout, just to give you some perspective of how busy our team is, throughout this 118th Congress, which started in January of 2023, we've been tracking a little over 700 bills.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. We closely review about a little less than half of those, so 300-plus bills, and actively working and endorsed 98, but then focused on a handful of those to try to get those across that finish line before this Congress ends.
Wow. That's incredible work. And so what are some of these legislative priorities for Wounded Warrior Project?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think what I'd like to start off with is tell you how we actually identify our priorities. We listen closely to the warrior population we serve. We do that through the daily interactions that we have with them, through our programmatic arm, if you will, and all the connection and engagements that we have with warriors across the country. And we also do that through our warrior survey that showcases the challenges and successes of the veteran population we serve. Again, we not only do the programmatic side of connection events, the mental health engagements, and so forth, but we also hold roundtables with warriors across the country to better understand their needs and the roadblocks that they face. What we learn has led us to promote and support the following types of bills focused on mental health, brain health, women warriors, financial wellness, and caregivers.
Yeah, we're talking to Jose Ramos, the VP of Government and Community Relations at Wounded Warrior Project here on the National Defense. That's a lot of stuff that you mentioned there, Jose. Let's take a look at a little closer at priorities in each one of those categories, maybe starting with mental health.
Sure thing. Mental health is really the focus of just about everything we do at Wounded Warrior Project, from direct support of our mental health programs to the impact we see from physical health and wellness, connection, and other programs. Two bills that we are most focused on now is one, not just a number act, which requires VA to take a more comprehensive look at veteran suicide. Specifically, what this bill does is it aims to know the relationship between VA benefits and suicide and which benefits have the greatest impact on preventing these deaths, unfortunately. The other is the Senator Dole's 21st Century Veteran Healthcare and Benefits Improvement Act. The legislation itself, we hope, includes a priority that addresses VA's mental health residential rehabilitation treatment program. So the ability for veterans to get into actual residential treatment for mental health specifically.
And, you know, Jose, we hear a lot about traumatic brain injury, TBI. It's, of course, it's a signature wound of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. How is that being addressed?
Great question. You know, I think DOD reports that there are more than 490,000 traumatic brain injuries in service members since 2000. We focus currently on a few bills. One is expanding veteran options for long-term care. Another is coordinating care for senior veterans. A third is a TBI program reauthorization act, which would increase funding for a state partnership program and federally designated brain injury as a chronic condition. As a matter of fact, Randy, just yesterday, Wounded Warrior Project proudly supported a bill that was just introduced by Senator Warren and Senator Ernst, both who sit on the Armed Services Committee. It's called the Blast Overpressure Safety Act. And this bill, among other things, would mandate regular neurocognitive assessments over service members' careers, as well as improve data and data on concussions and subconcussions to brain injuries, and then provide a host of other things, such as supporting service members with treatment. Really excited to see that introduced yesterday on the Senate, and looking forward to the introduction on the House side here in the near future.
Man, Jose, that's got to make it all worthwhile when something like that happens for you, right?
It does. You know, a little bit about myself. I was severely injured back in 2004, served three tours overseas. I have a lot of friends, fellow brothers and sisters in arms who have sustained traumatic brain injuries for this particular issue in itself. But so for me, it really isn't meaningful to be able to provide some sort of relief and continue to advocate and express the needs of those who still need our support.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people may not know this, but female veterans make up the fastest growing portion of the veteran population. And you guys deal with that as well, right?
That's right. They are the fastest growing as the population of the veteran population at large. And that's why we started collecting additional information on the challenges that female veterans face. We initiated a Woman Warriors initiative a few years back. We're actually now in the midst of engaging with female veterans across the country once again this year. And all these engagements will help inform our third Woman Warriors report to be released next year. We're also promoting efforts on Capitol Hill now to assist women veterans specifically. One is, you know, asking Congress to pass the Edith Norris Rogers STEM scholarship opportunity to increase educational opportunities, not just for female veterans, but for veterans at large, but understanding that female veterans are underrepresented in this field. And then, frankly, one of the biggest challenges female veterans face is that the VA system just wasn't designed for female veterans, right? So working with VA and Congress to ensure that there's an expansion of gender-specific care at VA, so bills that look at maternal health care and menopause are two recent issues that were highlighted in a testimony. One of my colleagues here in our D.C. office testified along those lines. Along with oversight of Deborah Sampson Act, the bill that was passed in 2001 that kind of triggered a lot of reporting and initial efforts to better support women veterans through the VA healthcare system.
Hey, listen, we just interviewed Madison Marsh, Miss America, a few weeks ago, the first military Miss America. She's a hotshot jet pilot, and she's the Miss America. So, I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Markit CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home, and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later, it happened, so it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training. We're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's the Major Richard Starr Act. This legislation helps veterans who were both combat injured and medically retired before reaching their 20 years of service. And what it would do is allow them to receive both their VA disability as well as their DOD retirement. Right now, there's an offset of $1 for $1, meaning that there's money on the table that's not actually given to the veterans, and we feel strongly that they've earned that benefit due to their injuries as well as the fact of the fact that they were retired and served. The other is a bill. The other two are really bills focused on kind of the employment side. One is the Get Rewarding Outdoor Work for our Veteran Act, which would actually help place veterans into roles within the Department of Interior, focused on outdoor roles such as conservation, park management, and other positions. This not only helps with, the financial burdens that inflation might create, but it also helps with the mental health aspect of being outdoors and getting back into a setting that frankly is known to improve mental health in general. And then lastly is the Employment Veterans to Feed American Act, which increases opportunities in the federal agricultural jobs for veterans.
Man, that is so, what a great idea to get outdoors and I mean, there've been all kinds of studies that show that just helps with the mental health aspect. And Jose, you mentioned the Major Richard Starr Act. I want to find out where that is because, I know what last month, more than 2/3 of the Senate agreed with an astounding 71 co-sponsors. Where does that thing stand right now?
Yeah, that, you know, It's a tough pill to swallow sometimes sitting on this side of the process. You're 100% correct. You know, in the House there are 327 members supporting the bill. In the Senate, I believe we're at 74 members now. Those are unprecedented numbers that frankly demonstrate unwavering support across both parties and and across the aisle. You know, the reality is we just got to convert that support into action. With everything in Congress, things move a little slow. Sometimes there's the support, but the action's not taken. So we've been very active with our colleagues across the veteran and military service organization space to make this a priority, to really push Congress to actually now take that final step and get this bill passed into law so that veterans can receive those benefits and that compensation they've earned through their service and, by the way, through injuries sustained while in combat or training for combat.
You know, that's the unbelievable thing to me and a lot of people, Jose, and I'm sure to you too. When a bill like this comes up, you say, who would oppose this ever? I mean, there should be no opposition at all. Does it kind of boggle your mind sometimes?
Yeah, you know, I think we get used to the discussion and the excuse of it costs dollars. You know, veterans pay that cost through their service and through their sacrifice and through those life-changing injuries. And frankly, this is a cost of war, right? It's a cost of putting young men and women into harm's way, whether it be direct conflict with the enemy or training to engage in direct conflict. So, as an organization, we don't get into what is or isn't paid for. We get into, or we solely focus on what we need to do to ensure that veterans have access to both the health care and the benefits that they've earned through their service.
Well said. Well said. And, you know, we talk a lot about caregivers on this program, too, and we do a lot of work with the Hidden Heroes program at the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, and they often play a hidden role supporting their wounded loved ones, of course. What are you guys doing in that space?
Caregivers is really something that I'm personally invested in because of the injuries I sustained and obviously the commitment that my family makes now as well as my parents did when I was initially injured. Organizationally, we support and are big partners of the Elizabeth Dole Foundation with our Hidden Helpers Initiative. We obviously, from a congressional standpoint, support the Elizabeth Dole Care Act that addresses some of the home care and caregiver programs. We're also looking at a caregiver application and appeals reform act that enhances the ability for caregivers to apply and appeal decisions made that they don't seem or they don't believe to be favorable as it relates to the actual caregiver program. And then we are looking at a bill called the Veteran Caregiver Reduction, Reemployment, and Retirement Act, which helps caregivers in renewing their professional certifications that lapse during caregiver years. Lastly, you know, not just congressionally, but we are very tentatively paying attention to a much anticipated VA regulation that's going to come out here, hopefully in the near future, that governs the program of comprehensive assistance for family caregivers. And this program really, or this regulation, will hopefully address some of the current challenges as it relates to eligibility and being able to stay within that caregiver program, which are all supportive services for those family members who are taking care of their loved ones.
Man, you guys are busy. You guys are busy. We're talking to Jose Ramos, the VP of Government and Community Relations at Wounded Warrior Project. So, Jose, what are you hoping that Congress will accomplish this year for veterans?
Realistically, we would like Congress to pass the omnibus veterans legislation. So that includes those provisions on the caregiver program that I just discussed. Obviously, the Major Richard Starr Act is one of our biggest priorities, and we're hopeful that Congress takes action before the end of this year. Additionally, there's a TBI program reauthorization act that has already passed in the House, House committee specifically, and we want to make sure that gets through. So we have a host of bills, but Brad, if I can maybe focus on those two or three major ones, it'd be the omnibus that includes the caregiver provisions that we discussed, that healthcare provision for residential rehabilitation programs, and the Major Star Act.
And Jose, are there other some interesting bills or public policies regarding veterans that our listeners and other people might be interested in learning about?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a handful of other issues and bills. I mentioned the Explore Act and the TBI Reauthorization Act already. Both are very promising for veterans. There's another one called the Air Carriers Access Amendments Act, which benefits not only veterans, but frankly, individuals traveling who have a disability. So this one focuses primarily on accessibility requirements and proper storage for assistive devices. You've probably heard the stories of the countless wheelchairs broken.
Yes.
During travel. So this yes. is one of those that addresses or tries to address that challenge. So I think maybe I'll highlight that, Randy, is a lot of these bills that focus on general disability challenges don't just serve and help veterans. It helps the community at large.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we've heard so many reports of those kind of things involving travel. And you're right, Jose. I mean, I think there's, you know, people that maybe aren't familiar with the military, I think sometimes they don't understand. When they hear about a bill that will help veterans, it will also help them many, many times. So how can veterans get more involved in this process?
There are a lot of ways to get involved. And more importantly, to help advocate not just for themselves, but for their fellow veterans and service members. One, it's important to just try to keep current on legislation. We track bills at WoundedWarriorProject.org in our government affairs section. We also send out a newsletter to all our alumni. You know, earlier this year, we brought in close to 100 veterans to Washington, D.C. from across the country. We're working to, one, teach them how to be advocates for themselves. We're teaching a group of veterans how to lead other veterans to advocate for themselves, and then obviously empowering them to be their own voice as well as the voice of their fellow brothers and sisters at the both here in D.C. and at the state and district level. It is extremely valuable for members of Congress to hear directly from their constituency, from their voters. Veterans have a voice. Veterans are voters. And so learning or reading up on some of the issues, and more importantly, connecting with an organization like Wounded Warrior Project to go and be a voice and engage with congressional members, both in D.C. and more importantly at home, is a great way to help make a difference.
That's a great point. And you've mentioned so many different ways, Jose, but how else is Wounded Warrior Project advocating?
Yeah. So other than working directly with Capitol Hill and congressional staff, we work really close with the White House and with federal agencies, specifically VA, Department of Defense, and Department of Labor. So we spend a lot of time with federal agencies educating them on the gaps that we see, and then where appropriate, working with them to create solutions to solve for those gaps. More and more, we're also connecting with congressional offices away from Washington, D.C. We do that for two reasons. One is to make them aware of the programs that we have that don't cost veterans a dime, and make sure that they know that Wounded Warrior Project is here to support their veteran constituency if they need it. But two, also to create opportunities for their constituents who are post-9/11 wounded or injured veterans to connect directly with those offices so they can hear from them directly on different challenges and needs that they have that may differ based on where you are within the country.
Great points. Jose, I mean, you guys, very busy times for your team. Thank you so much for sharing that. And you can learn more at WoundedWarriorProject.org. And Jose, thank you so much for your service. Continue the good fight, man.
I appreciate it, Randy. And thank you for taking the time to meet with us today and for helping us kind of share these stories, these messages, and more importantly, bringing attention to these issues.
It's my honor. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Oh, say, Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-14.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.